The Gentle Slope, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jiayunlan presses his hands to Shunwei's cheeks, pulling their foreheads together for a moment. Shunwei lets his touch center him for that one moment, even if it can't quite do enough. Not now, not here, not when Shunwei knows what's coming next. He knows how hard it is for Jiayunlan to leave him and Didi alone for this. But Jiayunlan had tried to watch exactly once and it had not ended well. Shunwei can still vividly remember holding on to a shaking Jiayunlan while he vomited violently. While Shunwei frantically tried to heal all his own wounds, holding on to Jiayunlan and trying to comfort him at the same time. He remembers how Didi had fled the room, convinced that Jiayunlan wouldn't want to see him right then. He might have been right, too. It had taken too long for any of them to know quite how to act around each other again after that. Too long for them to try to talk about it, instead of accidentally bumping into each other's still raw wounds. Even if those wounds were only metaphorical at that point, they seemed to hurt all the more for it. No, Jiayunlan can't be present for this. Shunwei smiles a bit and then presses his lips against Jiayunlan's briefly, long enough that Jiayunlan's lips move against his in a quiet, tender kiss. Jiayunlan draws in a shaky breath and then pulls further away. I'll be in the garden if you need me, he says, having to stop for a bit to steady himself. Shunwei wants to reach out for him, wants to tell him that it'll be fine, but he's afraid that might just make it worse for Jiayunlan. Shunwei just nods at him, and Jiayunlan nods firmly back and gets up from the bed. He turns around to face Didi. Didi stares at Jiayunlan with a closed-off expression that makes Shunwei hurt. Guilt squirms inside Shunwei, and he tries to tell himself that they've talked about this, that they're all okay with this. But then why is it still so difficult? Jiayunlan doesn't even hesitate to wrap his arms around Didi and step closer to him, holding him in a tight hug. Shunwei can see the startled expression on Didi's face, and the tentative way his arms rise to hold on to Jiayunlan's shoulders. You take care of Xiaowei, Jiayunlan says, his voice quite steady this time, like there's no doubt at all that that's exactly what Didi will do. Didi closes his eyes and breathes out slowly. Somehow, Shunwei's heart clenches and floods with warmth at the same time. Thank you, Jiayunlan, he thinks quietly, and says nothing at all. Then Didi smirks quickly, hugs Jiayunlan a bit tighter and pushes him away while saying, Of course, Lanlan, that's what I'm here for. Didi more or less herds Jiayunlan out of the room. Shunwei is almost grateful to have him gone, because he's not sure he could stand making Jiayunlan worry for a moment longer. Not that Jiayunlan won't worry even if he isn't there, but it won't be... At least it won't be quite so blatant to all of them. Gaga, Didi snaps out sharply, and Shunwei's gaze snaps to Didi's face. Take off your clothes, Didi tells him. Yes, of course. Shunwei should have done that already, he thinks, and quickly starts undressing. His fingers tremble over the buttons of his shirt. He takes a breath and steadies himself before Didi loses patience and simply rips the clothes off Shunwei. There's no reason to ruin perfectly fine clothing. He folds his clothes and sets them neatly aside while Didi waits rather impatiently. With each item of clothing, it feels like the anticipation inside Shunwei grows, until he feels like his skin is buzzing, like it might not be able to contain him. Like he can't... Shunwei needs this. Needs it for himself and needs to give this to Didi, and he's so sorry that it hurts Jiayunlan and he can't... Didi's hand closes over Shunwei's wrist, squeezing tightly. Shunwei gasps, feeling his bones grind together. His breath steadies somewhat. The next moment, Didi shoves him down onto the bed, pressing Shunwei down and straddling him. Didi is still wearing his white clothes, and the fabric of his trousers rubs against Shunwei's naked thighs. A knife materializes in Didi's hand, its sharp blade glinting in the electric light. Shunwei's eyes are caught on that sharp edge, his breath trembling suddenly, his fingers tingling with anticipation and fear. He wants this, and yet the fear is sharp and biting, leaving him trembling and breathless under Didi. "Gerber, look at me," Didi whispers his demand, and Shunwei pulls his eyes off the blade to meet Didi's eyes. Didi's eyes look deep into his, like Didi is looking for something in the depths of them. Then he smirks at Shunwei, sharp like the knife in his hand. "You're always afraid, Gerber," Didi says, sounding satisfied. Sounding like he's enjoying Shunwei's fear. "Good," Shunwei thinks. And then before Shunwei can think about anything else, the knife sinks into his belly with one quick thrust. Shunwei jerks, and Didi's hand presses against his mouth to muffle his cry. Didi jiggles the knife a bit, making hot agony spread through Shunwei's belly. His head falls back, and Didi pulls his hand away from his mouth. Shunwei pants, trying to catch his breath, when Didi suddenly pulls the knife downward, cutting Shunwei open with one vicious, hard slice. Shunwei screams. He can't help it. There's a moment of complete stillness. His belly throbs with pain and Shunwei lifts his head to look at Didi. Didi's white clothes are stained red. The knife held up before his face as Didi seems to admire the blood dripping from it for a moment before looking down at Shunwei and smirking. "Didi looks perfect like this," Shunwei thinks. Then Didi looks lower down Shunwei's body, at Shunwei's belly, at the bleeding cut radiating pain through Shunwei's body. The smile on Didi's lips is teasing. "I love you like this, Gerger. Vulnerable. Open," Didi says, his fingers tracing the edge of the deep cut on Shunwei's belly. Then Didi's fingers press down harder, slipping beyond the edge of the wound, pressing inside Shunwei. Shunwei gasps. The pain drops harder, sending flashes of burning hot pain through Shunwei's nerves as he feels Didi inside him. Touching Shunwei, widening the gash on his belly. Shunwei's breath shudders. Didi smirks and pulls his hand away. "Didi," the quiet plea slips from Shunwei's lips. "Don't worry, Gerger. There's a long way to go yet," Didi says, with that wicked smirk, and presses the knife tip against Shunwei's skin again, and then ever so slowly pushes it inside Shunwei. Shunwei sobs. Zhaoyunlan stares at Shunwei in Yitsun's arms. He's wrapped in a blanket, his hair slightly damp, and no matter how carefully Zhaoyunlan looks, there's no trace of blood anywhere. The anxiety that's been swirling inside Zhaoyunlan, that he's been trying not to think about, slowly starts to let go. Yitsun sets him down on the couch, and then grabs Zhaoyunlan by the arms and shoves him toward the couch too. Yitsun is bare-chested, only wearing a pair of silk pajama bottoms, riding very low on his hips. Just as fresh from a shower as Shunwei. "I'll go clean up the rest," Yitsun says in a tone of voice that Zhaoyunlan can't quite make sense of. He isn't sure if he likes it. He quickly grabs for Yitsun's arm and manages to get hold of his wrist. He can't pull Yitsun closer, so instead he steps closer, pressing himself against Yitsun's side. He presses his lips against Yitsun's bare shoulder. His skin is still damp, like he hadn't quite bothered to dry himself off, and Jiaoyuan's clothes soak in the water still clinging to Yitsun's skin. "Thank you," Jiaoyuan tells him softly. He doesn't have the words to say more than that. Can't explain exactly what he's thanking Yitsun for. He lifts a hand to Yitsun's cheek, pressing his palm against the cool skin. "Thank you," he says again, and hopes that it will be enough. Yitsun's breath shudders a little, the tenseness bleeding away from him along with that breath. Jiaoyuan manages a small smile. Yitsun just nods and then leans his head in slightly against Jiaoyuan's hand. And then Yitsun seems to be back to himself again, a tiny smirk on his lips as he says, "Go cuddle, Gerga. I'm sure he needs it." Jiaoyuan nods and lets go of Yitsun, and instead crawls onto the couch with Shen Wei. Shen Wei's eyes are half-lidded as he watches Jiaoyuan. Jiaoyuan presses himself close, wrapping his arms around Shen Wei, who is loose-limbed and relaxed in a way Jiaoyuan almost never sees him. Shen Wei hums contentedly as Jiaoyuan nuzzles against him. Tenderly, he brushes a bit of damp hair away from Shen Wei's forehead, smiling softly at him. He wishes it didn't take quite so much for Shen Wei to relax like this, but he's grateful to be able to see it anyway. The last of the worry that's been lingering inside Jiaoyuan finally melts away. The end.